Turn to Psalm 116. Psalm 116. And there it says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my feet from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. At the beginning of this, of most of the Psalms, it tells us who wrote them, because it'll say they're a Psalm of David or Solomon or Asaph. This Psalm gives no reference to who wrote it down, but whoever it was, he must have had some kind of a near-death experience or something like that, because in verses 3 and 4, he says, the pains of death surrounded me and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Maybe he had some serious health trouble, or maybe someone close to him died, or maybe he was brought to his knees by some sin. Or maybe a lifetime of sinful living. Whatever it was, it made him cry out to God for deliverance. And God saved him from it, because in verse 1 it says, he has heard my voice and my supplications. Verses 5 to 7. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. All of us who have cried out to the Lord for forgiveness can say, yes, the Lord has dealt bountifully with me. Because at any time, in any situation, we can come to God's throne of grace, and he always deals bountifully with us. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. That's when Paul cried out to God, and he was God's answer. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Let's read verses 8 and 9. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. The psalmist goes on to say how the Lord led him out of his trouble. Verses 8 and 9 are kind of a repeat of what he had said before. He repeats himself in a way, and that's a good thing. We learn here that we should never be afraid to repeat ourselves in our worship of God. He delights to hear it. And repeating the good stuff is never a bad thing. I'll give you an example. The simple gospel message is so wonderful and precious to us that we never tire of hearing it or speaking it. God is holy. We are sinners. Jesus justified us with his own blood, shed for the forgiveness of our sins at Calvary to purchase our freedom and give us a right standing before our holy God. This message can be repeated endlessly. and we who are saved by it never tire of hearing it. It's a joy to hear it, and it's a joy for God to hear our worship of him and to hear us speak this message. So don't be afraid to repeat it. Verses 10 and 11. I believed, therefore I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. The psalmist declares that even though he was greatly afflicted, and even though no man can be fully trusted, God can be trusted and relied on, and the writer's faith did not fail. Romans 8:31. There it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Verses 12 to 14. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. To try to pay God back for our salvation would be an insult to his grace. God gives us salvation even though we don't deserve it. All we can do is receive it and give God our unending worship, thanks, and praise for it. That's what he desires from all of us. It's just like if you read Revelation 7, 11 and 12. It says, all the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And that's what God wants, our unending devotion and praise. And then we get to verse 15. And this verse seems to be kind of out of context or somehow out of place here, because it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Why is it there? An unbeliever might stand at a graveside and think, this isn't very precious. But we who have received Jesus as Savior and Lord, we can say that it is precious, even though it's hard and it hurts. But we can say it's precious when that loved one has trusted in Jesus, because we have that blessed hope of a reunion at the throne in heaven in the future. But for God, it's completely precious because his faithful child is finally home with him. That's what God longs for us in all of us, that one day we will all be in his home forever. So even if the psalmist wouldn't have been rescued from his dilemma, he was still the victor because of verse 15. So even when cancer, heart condition, Alzheimer's disease, or any number of other diseases seems to win, we're still the victors. Or if some bad person invades our home and shoots us dead, we're still the victors because of what verse 15 says. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. What a blessed hope that is. And that's why this verse is here, so that even if we don't get rescued, we have that. In the last four verses, the writer again declares that he is God's servant and will worship, praise, thank, and serve the Lord always. That's what God wants from all of us who have received his wonderful salvation and our eternal hope. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.